Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy and darn sexy people. Happy Sunday. I'm coming to you from my home in LA this week. Next week, I'll be in Detroit. I tell you, I'm just a little Energizer bunny here running around the country right now trying to stay safe. No, creating being safe. Caught myself, didn't I? Okay. The channel wants to talk about some interesting things today. When I asked what the highest way to serve everybody, they took me to core belief number 34, which is I have to sabotage what I want or need. And the channel wants to be clear with you that you sabotage yourself by thinking thoughts of fear, thoughts of limitation, thoughts of, oh my gosh, I don't know how, even though I want it, how the heck would I ever create it? You sabotage yourself with perceptions of the world and other people that don't serve you, like, I'm not included. I'm not honored. The world, as my mother used to say, is going to hell in a handbasket. Judging people. All those things are ways that we sabotage ourselves. Anything you are worrying about, you are sabotaging the creation of what you want. If you are worrying about money, you are pushing it away from you, and that's how you sabotage what you want. If you are in fear, oh my God, what if I get too much? I know, but I find that more often than you could imagine in all the private sessions that I do. So we want to balance that, guys, and we want to, the basis of this work, it's called conscious creation, that you are creating consciously. So if you find that you're having a limiting thought, and by the way, there's a lot of limiting thoughts around aging, which is our big webinar tomorrow night. I know it's usually Tuesday or Wednesday, but our big webinar is tomorrow night. Going to be on Blog Talk instead of the other site that I've been doing it on because they can't get this darn switchboard problem worked out for me, which limits us to 2 hours. So if you think you want to talk to the channel, you want to make sure to get your little hand up sooner than later. Okay, so let's balance this and commit to creating consciously with our thoughts, our perspectives, replacing worry with the power of our own creation, replacing fear with our knowing, I know and I am clear. If we know and we're clear, there's nothing to fear. Oh, I made a little rhyme there, didn't I? So around all of that, and they wanted to remind us again to integrate all energy from all dimensions into our divine self to work with us in the creation of this. we're claiming the symbol, the formula, and the violet flame and the golden light. And so it is. They also are asking all of us to come forward again and claim on a daily basis all injustice is being brought to justice now. I know sometimes if you follow the news, it looks like hell in a handbasket, but there is a great plan emerging, so I'm told. And we're a part of that plan, and to stay vigilant in our direction of what we want. Nadia and I got together, and I know some of you had joined me on this, and just kept seeing the outline of California and the word rain to the great love in our hearts. Well, we got rain about a week ago, and there's rain supposedly coming in this next week with these monsoon rains. So the highest word, however, around all the weather patterns, wherever you're living, is balance. So what they're showing me now are the words weather and balance. Of course, that comes after you've connected to your heart place. So let's just all do that now. Everybody drop into your heart and go to your love place. Really feel into that love. And just see the words weather, balance. We love it when the weather is balanced, God. We love it. Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We're calling in all energy and all dimensions to integrate into our divine selves and create this with us now. So it is, baby cakes. All right, is there anything else? I can go to the callers. Hey, I want to let you all know that August 1st, Stephen and I will have been doing our show on Blog Talk for 10 years. Can you believe it? And some of you have been with me that long, and I honor, respect, and love you for that. All right, we're going to the calls. Yes, we are. We're going to start with Tim in New York. Hi, good morning. You're on, Tim.
Yep. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I tuned in. I've been trying to create, but I've been having that fear of not knowing exactly how or what I want to bring in, other than I know it's abundance. So I feel
that's
like
that's all you have to know, Tim.
Okay.
That's all you have to know. See, that's where most of us get really clogged up in the creation process, is we start getting involved with, well, this is what I want. And then automatically, well, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how I'm going to create it. I can't, my wildest dreams, see that happening. That's not our job. The
okay.
The universe will bring toward you. You will summon toward you abundance. And that means abundance in every area of your life that you want it in. Abundance in relationships, abundance in love, abundance in money, abundance in health. And you want to have all those covered, Tim.
Okay.
You just
yep,
want an abundant life, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And then you get up every day, tell the universe to come on in and create that with you, and you get up every day and go, I am the abundance of my life, I know, and I'm clear. Now, what can I create today? That's your job. Do you understand?
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, we really want to manipulate everything, guys, and that pushes it away. there's a big thing to be said for trust. But, you know, if you don't trust yourself, back to the statement that they wanted to talk about in the beginning, that's how we sabotage ourselves. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust the universe. And that means we don't trust anybody else. So how can we trust them to bring money and opportunities for money to us? Do you understand, Tim?
Yes, I perfectly understand that.
Okay. So that's your assignment for next week. I want to know when things start showing up, because they will. Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Well, that was a great start. It's funny, when I was looking at the switchboard, the channel told me to start with Tim. Now I know why. Miss Carol in Wisconsin, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
Well, okay. It's a little bit of a backstory. So my father passed in 1998. Shortly before his passing, I went to visit him in the hospital. And when I got there, he already had a friend there. Well, as I entered the room, my dad's eyes followed me as I walked to the other side of his bed. I looked at him, and he started talking, saying a whole lot, but all of it was indistinguishable, yet it was very emotional. And to this day, I was wondering what he was trying to communicate to me so earnestly.
All right, Carol, feeling did you get from him?
Regret. Sadness. It was very emotional. Of course, he was passing too, so...
Yeah, he was unequivocally, they're saying, telling you, trying to express his love for you. Now, that can come, I love you so much, I regret I didn't do this. I love you so much, I'm sorry that this happened, you know. But in the end, he was literally emotionally overcome with love. I mean, they said it before you even finished the sentence. But
sure.
They're also saying, Carol, you're not accepting that. So why don't you want to accept that, dude?
Well, when you said, I'm sorry this happened, what was he referring to? I think that's always kind of been what did happen between us.
Well... what I'm hearing is it's a summary of his life.
Uh-huh.
That he's sorry for anything that he didn't bring through for you, that now, looking back, he thought he should have done a better job.
Okay.
That's why I tell you guys, you know, if you're estranged from somebody in your family, fix it. If you need
right.
to send love to somebody in your family, do it. Because in the end, you can't, and they're gone, and you're left with the regret. And he was communicating his love to you, so he didn't have to leave with the regret, Carol.
Okay.
That's really all you need to know.
Okay.
But you're
okay.
holding on to something he did to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's your shit. You got to let go
yep.
of that, baby. It's not serving
okay.
you, see? That's the way you're sabotaging yourself. Because
yep.
how can you be the frequency of love while you're holding on to a grudge about what somebody did to you? It's not
right.
possible,
and
guys.
How do we do that? How do we... I mean,
you
forgiveness
just,
seems like...
Well, I like to approach it from a little more powerful point of view. And this is what I do. When I find myself having a thought like that, I just self-talk, guys. Deanna Bowers Wallace, stop it. This thought is
uh-huh.
not serving you.
Okay.
This thought affects your body breaking down. It affects your money going away. It affects your happiness in every place of your life. So what thought can you have in place of this thought? And, you know, there, can you just love him, Carol?
Yeah.
Well, we know you can. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You know, like, after I put my brother through rehab, and then I found out he had a drink at the airport on the way home, I had two choices. I could hold a grudge and go, what a jerk. Or I could go, you know, that's who he is. I cannot change him. I'm just going to love him anyway. And that served me as much as it served him. And that goes for whether somebody's alive or dead, guys. The thing you're dealing with is within you, not about them. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, hon.
You can do this, Carol. You're going to be a lot happier when you do, baby cakes. We're going to Amala in Connecticut. What a pretty name. I love that name.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty fabulous, darling. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I just have a little bit of a background myself. I'm very spiritual in this. I'm actually legally blind, so I hear a lot. And maybe I do see a lot. I have partial vision, so I still can read, but currently I see through fog. So I'm going through some deep stuff. I don't know what to call it. And spirit keeps on saying I'm not alone, but I know I'm not, but I really feel like I have so much love to give. And my question is, how come my people, like, I feel so alone because people can't connect with me. I don't feel a
connection. What do you mean I'm connecting with you?
No, you. Yes, you are.
No, I'm making a point here.
Yes, okay.
You have to allow people to connect with you, Amala. And right now, you just stated a belief that I'm partially blind, I can't see very well, and therefore people can't connect with me. And if you have defined yourself that way, sweet thing, that's the reality you are going to live. I was reading last night on my news feed about this little tiny dog who had gotten stuck between two walls in England somewhere, and they had to take both his eyes out.
Okay.
And how all these people came forward to love on this dog. He's been in a foster home, and they've taught him how to respond and interact, and pretty much he's living a totally full life. But then dogs, you see, don't have the belief that they can't. They just adapt and adjust. Now, that's part of it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's what the purpose of me, if there's a difference between, and you know this, I mean, being born blind and then going blind or whatever way you go blind, it doesn't matter. But my purpose, I know, is to see and to really look within. And my heart is full, but sometimes I just feel so alone because I don't feel that love, that exchange of the fullness that I am, because not having the vision has taught me to love myself with whole heart. And that is what's so confusing to me.
All right, say it in one sentence. It's confusing to me because?
Confusing to me because I don't know. I just don't feel
the No. We're going to say you do know, because otherwise your brain's never going to give it to you. I want to know, look, eyes don't feel love. Your heart feels love.
Right.
Okay. So I've opened my heart, and I'm sending you huge amounts of love right now. Can you feel it?
Yes, I can. I have this wash of energy over me now.
Okay, because you accepted it, sweetheart. And
okay. And
I asked you not to define yourself. I asked you to define yourself as someone whose sight was challenged and could
right.
still feel total love everywhere in her life.
Right.
Okay, now,
yeah.
they want to
yeah.
also give you something on a physical note, sheets, books. Something.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I'm not a doctor.
Yes.
But they're saying it is possible for you to regain some of your sight. Not all of it, but some of it. But you don't think
okay.
that's possible. So the best thing you can do right now is to
yes.
love yourself so much that you are
okay.
open to all the miraculous possibilities.
Okay,
and
he's just saying, yes. My heart is smiling. I just had to say that.
Well, good.
Thank you.
And that's,
yes.
you see, when your heart smiles, then you feel connected to everything, Amala.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
you've got to keep your heart open so people can connect with you.
Thank
you.
You
understand?
For that.
Yeah,
yes.
you bet. You bet, sweetheart.
It makes me, I'm actually teary-eyed right now. I'm very emotional.
Because you're hearing the truth, sweetheart. And because your heart opened and you let down your guard, right? And you let down your definition that was limiting and sabotaging you. And
right.
that's where you want to stay, because then you will feel a connection to everything.
Absolutely.
All right, darling? And
thank
it's possible.
So
it's possible for
anything
me
is
to
possible.
See clearly. It's possible
yes.
for me to see clearly. I accept that. I'm creating it. All right, baby. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
You too, darling. Melinda, you have an update for me?
Well, I guess I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. So about 10 days ago, I started feeling lightheaded and dizzy frequently throughout the day. So I went to the doctor Friday. We're going to do some blood work on Monday. So I just wanted to ask you in the channel what these dizzy spells mean to me energetically.
Good question. That's the right question, Sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in.
I'm feeling dizzy.
That's a song, I'm feeling dizzy?
Yeah, it's an old song from the 50s or 60s.
Do you know what the rest of the lyrics are? We need the rest of the lyrics.
No, that just popped into my head.
Oh, dear God. All right, everybody, stay with me. Let me see if Siri can. The song, I'm feeling dizzy. Oops, sorry.
Oh, I'm feeling dizzy. My head is spinning. It's like from the 60s or something.
The song, I'm feeling dizzy. Well, the song, I'm feeling dizzy. If Siri doesn't bring it up this time, we'll move on. Yeah.
It's kind of like an upbeat song. It almost kind of thinks like the Monkees
okay.
or something.
Okay. All right. So basically, it's something good in your life that you're feeling dizzy about.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Well, I want to know what it is, though, because that means you have set up some kind of resistance to all the good. Do you think
you know
have
what?
To...
I've been trying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's
no,
it. That's...
Yeah, during the full moon, I was trying to clear fear I have around building my Improv for Life classes and going out as a speaker and bringing it out more into the corporate world.
Okay, Melinda.
Yes.
You're not approaching it. You see, that gives you so much joy.
It does.
But you keep defaulting to, can I do it? How's it going to happen? Is it going to be successful? Instead of defaulting to, oh my God, this gives me so much joy. How can I bring more joy to more people and do this?
Right. So instead of thinking about or focusing on what can go wrong, be excited about all that's going to happen.
Well, you know this. You know these principles. Come on,
of
guys.
Of course.
You all know these principles, but you've got to live them. You've got to apply them. Hold on. Is there any? No, I'm not getting anything else. The dizziness energetically is literally you taking yourself in circles.
Well, okay.
I want it. I'm afraid of it. I want it. How am I going to get it? I want it. It's happy. I'm scared. You're driving yourself crazy in circles.
That makes so much sense. So now I'm just going to come out of that. I'm just going to stop chasing my tail.
Thank you.
I'm getting busy hearing you describe it. Okay, perfect. I know what I got to do.
Yep.
That
okay.
makes sense.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, D.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, Miss Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
So I signed up for aging, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, good.
Very excited about.
Me too.
I'm very excited about what you shared so far. I was laughing because I have three foster kitties, and I heard a really loud noise, so I had to find out what they were doing.
I need to know what they were doing.
Oh, they were up on my windowsill, and they pushed over a candle. They were trying to get out. I think they're just trying to get into the window.
Yeah, but we're going to the candle, and what's the candle represent? Light. So what's your question now?
My question is, well, I have several, but the main one is I have this pain in my neck, literally, on the left side. I did just send an email to Lauren because I think we had talked about that before. But I feel like there's something energetically in there, and I did some release work, but something is still going on in my neck.
Guys, anything that shows up in your body is coming from your energy. Everything. So it doesn't show up in your body until you decide you haven't dealt with it in your life. Okay, so what do you need to deal with? That's the right question. Yes, what do you need to deal with so that your body doesn't have to express this pain in your neck? And listen to those words. Pain in the neck. You know? Somebody is a pain in your neck, Gina. Who is it? And it's dimming your light.
My sister.
Big yes.
Yeah, it's my sister.
Big yes. Yeah. And the channel is saying you're not dealing with her. You're kind of skirting around everything. And you're
not speaking
your truth.
That's correct.
Okay. Well,
there's no audience. There's no listening, literally. There's zero listening.
It doesn't matter. You're not expressing your truth. It's not your problem, and it's not up to you whether they listen. It is up to you whether you say it and say it lovingly.
Okay.
But firmly. And that's what I get. Is there anything else? Nope. That's what I get is the basis of it. Now, also, it would help if you could get an adjustment.
Yes.
Okay, chiropractic adjustment, not osteopath. Chiropractic, they say this time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because
can I ask one other question? Okay, good.
Well,
this is good.
You know, just picture how you sleep when your subconscious is in turmoil. Our bodies tension when we sleep. We scrunch our shoulders. We put our heads over the pillow so our neck's cricked. We do all those things when we're trying to work out stuff that we're not dealing with in our lives. Okay,
yeah.
Second question.
So I had a really good June, and money-wise, so is there anything, so what happens is then I think, oh, how am I going to do this again? So I've been really working on just focusing on abundance, but there's this little, like, doubt, you know, there's this little guy in there that just wants to, like.
And that's how you sabotage your money.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so did you hear my self-talk that I did?
Yeah.
With the first
caller?
So that's
it. Yeah, I did.
Well,
why are you
I'm telling you, it really works for me, and it gets me out of my BS. And it's like a third powerful person is coming in to keep you in check, and it's actually you.
Yeah. Okay.
And it,
no, that's
and
really
it,
good.
And it makes you think and live more consciously. Okay?
Yeah, totally. So thank you so much. It's really
You're
great.
Welcome, baby cake. See you tomorrow night.
Okay, definitely. Bye-bye.
And you all know, guys, I do not ever turn anybody away. If you cannot pay the full amount, please email me or Lauren at imdwallace.com. And we'll work it out with you. But I do ask that everybody look into their consciousness and pay what they can for your sake. Greg in St. Louis, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
First of all, thank you so much.
You are
I
so
just,
welcome.
I started following you about 2 months ago, and it changed my life.
Well, you changed your life, and I'm glad you found us. What can we answer for you?
You've helped me. Santa's helped me. I've been creating my life, abundance, and I'm having a little trouble discerning spirit. Okay, I don't like Missouri. I want to go back to California, specifically Malibu. And I can't tell if spirit's telling me to pack my stuff and go.
Okay,
all right.
Greg,
yes.
First of all, you are spirit. Okay, there is...
Well, I mean, my spirit guides are, you know...
You're all of it. I don't want you, any of you, to separate yourself from everything. You are everything. You are the light. You are the way. You are the truth. You are your own creator, Greg. I don't know what you're doing, but it's awful noisy. Can you sit still?
Yes,
or,
I'm sorry, is it?
Oh, I got it. Multitasking, that's okay. Okay.
No, I'm going to
the
other room.
So, Greg, I want you to hear there is no separation. If you are called to go to Malibu, if your heart soars and goes, oh, my God, I can feel the joy there, that is spirit, that is God, that is the guides. You are your highest knowing about what makes you happy. So, yes. And they also want to add, wherever you go, there you are. So, you can choose to be happy and free. That's your highest word, free and freedom.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Right where you are.
And I am.
I get a yes on that. But your soul just soars in Malibu. When I say your soul soars in Missouri, I get a no. Look, the minute I land in Hawaii, I can feel my soul happy. Now, am I happy in my home in Woodland Hills? All the time. But there are certain places that we are just more attuned to. And Malibu's one of yours.
So do I just like leave my little job and with no money and take my dog and go? I know I'm going to create all these things. I've already created them.
Well, see, you know what's going on with me right now? It's holy hell. I keep going in and out of D and the channel because the way you put that is one of my biggest fears, to go into the unknown and not knowing you have money and all that stuff. So I've got to get out of me and go into the channel. And the channel wants you to look within yourself, Greg, and really feel, not think, but feel, do I need to save up some money to make this more joyful? Or can I go right now and be in total trust that I'm taken care of?
Thank you so much, Dee.
You are so welcome. But Greg, always go back to you, baby. Don't wait to hear the answer out there, because all the answers are within you. You are the God of you, sweetheart. We're all God. That's all there
Thank
is.
Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, good. I heard that. Susan in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee. First, I want to tell you congratulations on 10 years. That's
I know.
I have been here on and off for years, and I very often feel like this is my church on Sunday, so I love and appreciate
you
offering
Thank
this
you.
Up.
Thank
so
you.
I'm a little twisted right now because I feel like so many of the callers answer different pieces of what I'm going through. But
always.
Always, I know, and that's why I love it. And I don't even put up my hand most weeks, so I just listen and get what I need. But part of what I'm going through is I still feel like I get stuck in fear, and I'm not sure why anymore. Like, I want to move forward, maybe get a
okay.
new job.
All right, so let's just say, why do you get stuck in fear? I'm going right to your dad. What did your dad teach you about moving on? Or what did you witness him doing?
That's interesting. He actually took some chances. But
and what happened?
He was successful. But
okay.
there was always a lot of really extra thinking. He was a Libra. Always the decisions on both sides, to the point where sometimes he couldn't make a decision because he did so much.
Well, that's kind of where you're at right now.
Okay.
And also they're saying that you have connected moving on in success with I better be in fear because then it works more.
Jesus.
Oh, look, let me tell you, probably over 3/4 of the people I work with, a similar belief together. Because that's what we watched all our lives, Susan. The more you struggle, the more you succeed.
And part of my sense was, too, is that I'm nervous about if I get what I want, it's going to cause more responsibility. It's sort of one piece I got, and I don't know why.
What's wrong with responsibility? Let's go back to your dad. What happened when your dad had responsibility? Because this is the big key in thing.
Maybe he was less present to us as our family, maybe? Or Okay.
So success and happiness means you have to lose
something,
or be disconnected from. Those are the highest words there. I have to disconnect from something or someone to get what I want and need. That's your highest belief right there.
Wow. Okay.
You know, so what you want to start talking to yourself about is that belief isn't going to serve you, not going to get you what you want. You know, the more I get what I want and create what I want, the happier I am, the more connected I am, the happier everybody else is around me because I'm happy. So I'm going for it. I'm going for it all.
You know, a part of this is relating to, I'm realizing as we're speaking, I feel like the more, for lack of better words, spiritually evolved or connected I get, the more I have to leave people behind because I can't relate to them anymore.
Oh, that's judgment, baby.
Yeah, okay.
That's just judgment. You don't have to leave anybody behind. And if
or
there are
people... Or I
feel like
I can't talk to them anymore because they don't listen. It's too uncomfortable because they look at me like I'm a nutshell.
Yeah, but you're trying to preach to them. You're trying to change them. You're trying to persuade them. You're not ever going to do it. Can you accept them for what they are while you are creating yourself the way you
yes.
want to be?
Yes, it's just lonely, but yes.
Then go find other people to bring in that relate to you. But you've had a block in doing that because you thought you had to separate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes down to separation, doesn't it? You're separated
yeah.
from the people who can't hear you, and you're separated from the people who can hear you because you're in fear that you have to in order to get what you want. You got all that?
Yeah, I got it. It's all interconnected.
Okay.
I got it. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
You bet.
See
love
tomorrow.
You too. Oh, goody. Thank you, Susan. Well, that, my friends, served frickin' everybody. I hope everybody followed that. That was dynamic. All right. Phyllis, what's the update?
Hey, I just, you know, I really call for kind of, not kind of, but confirmation and the whole theme of faith continues. So I just feel this trajectory, this force is just moving me forward. And the messages I got this morning from my channel are just keep moving, just get packed
yep.
up and keep, get ready and just be ready and you'll know. And I feel drawn to Hawaii. I was listening to Greg going, yeah, I know exactly. I know exactly.
Well, you got to follow that, Phyllis. You got to follow that. Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I get a big yes. I mean, it goes to my really big yes when you stated all that. And I've been going through some similar stuff. And you know the song that they give me all the time is something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is going to be great. From West Side Story. And
okay.
that's kind of what you're feeling. You can feel the energy coming towards you.
Oh, yeah.
You can feel the creation happening. Stay creating, stay in it, and follow your knowing, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I have 7 days to go, but that's the, what is it, I think, Michael Bernard Beckwith always talks about on Sunday is the external. It's not the external. You know, that doesn't
It's never
doesn't
the
matter.
External. We create everything within us. You guys know that. So if you're not in harmony and peace and joy and excitement with what you want to create, you are sabotaging yourself in the receiving of it.
And I can feel that when I go into fear. I go, whoa, 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 no, we're not going there. We're going back to creating.
That's it. And it literally is just a training, Phyllis. And big time, it's a training. And there's kind of this theme going on today. This training yourself to always go back to the power of you, to trust the power of you, to know that you're the God of you. What do I want? I know what I want. How am I going to get it, create it? By being in love and joy and excitement. I know this. How can I get there? What steps can I take now? Because I'm created this strong intention. All right, honey?
All righty.
All right. Come on, Phyllis. You know this. You know this. I want you to go. I want you to feel the power, guys. I'm banging my table. Can you feel the power of I am health? And I love it. And I am money. And I love it. Feel that power within you. Not, oh my gosh, is this the right thing? You can feel the difference, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Whew.
Bring it on. Every time they give me that song, I go, bring it on, universe. Surprise me.
Well, I wanted to tell you the song that keeps going on in my head is George Michael singing Faith, which is really about sexual energy, but it's creative energy. You got to have faith, faith, faith. You got to have faith, have faith.
Well, yeah, because if you don't have faith in yourself, guys, you're going to sabotage yourself all the time.
And that's really the pivot point for when, you know, people are trying to doing affirmations and they're not working. They're looking
absolutely.
For
absolutely. They're hoping.
Yeah.
They're wishing. I
and
want
they're looking
you to
for
come
evidence.
From,
yeah.
From that place of power.
Yeah.
Powerful love. Okay?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Phyllis. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
I love you too, baby. Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, babe.
Awesome show, as always.
Thank you, darling.
And I won't be able to be at the webinar, but I bought it, so I will listen to the replay.
Well, it'll be worth Yay. It, believe me.
Oh, I know it will be. I would like to go back to when I got that infection on my finger and my left foot was bothering me. You were saying to go back to my dad. Oh, no, excuse me. Finding the file, that file I need to find and go back to my dad, excuse me. So I was going back to my dad and what we, about self-acceptance. Now, I've written down a couple of things and I want some clarity on it.
Okay.
Because I think they all apply to my dad. One is, will the decision be wrong? Someone like a superior or somebody like that will rule me out.
Okay, I got it, Kim. It's all about judgment. Every question you have is it comes down to will I be judged? Is that true?
Well, yeah. That makes sense, yeah, because a decision, someone will,
yeah, okay. So if you're in fear of being judged, what are you going to create?
Not a lot.
Oh, come on. You're going to create people judging you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Yeah, people judging. Yeah, but also
yeah.
I'm not creating a lot. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, because
okay,
you're
yeah.
in fear of being judged. I'm going to be judged if I don't create it. I'm going to be judged if I do create it. It's the fear of being judged, Kim, positively
okay.
or negatively. So now they
wow.
hold on. They're going to take us to a core belief. This page here, 37, 38. God betrays me, I betray me. Well, obviously, we know that you're going to betray yourself. If your perspective is that everyone is going to judge you, because if subconsciously you feel like everybody's going to judge you, you're going to come off as belligerent, as having a what's that term? Chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Defensive. Because your perspective is that everybody, and I, when I say everybody, it goes to my big yes, even including mm-hmm. me, which really surprises me, you are in
wow.
fear of being judged by, which means you are severely judging yourself, sweetheart.
Now, I've been working with that belief, and
with what belief?
So, being judged, how I see the world, how I see myself.
Yeah, I get a kind of, sort of.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Let me ask you, in your work with this, do you go to I am accepted? And I am the frequency of acceptance?
That would be no.
Okay. Well, that's where you need to go, because that's the highest positive opposite. If you're not judged, you're accepted. You're embraced. You're brought in. You're, yeah.
Okay. I have been working with self-acceptance, but.
Well, keep on.
If I work.
That's why all
okay.
this is coming up, for you to
okay,
be
so,
really clear about.
All right. So I need to work on both then, if that's what I'm hearing correctly?
Just look on the self-love of accepting yourself in every way, honey. Because when
okay.
you accept yourself in every way, everybody else will too. And you will start seeing the world as accepting you.
Okay.
All right?
You betcha. Thank you very
okay.
much.
You bet. Guys, I want to be really clear here before we go off. How you define yourself. We got to a real interesting thing. Another actress and I was doing some work for her back at the convention, and it was all about, we had defined ourselves as actors who were always looking for a job instead of actors that are always working. It's a real slight difference, but it's huge in your manifestation. Huge. So look at how you are defining yourself and see how you can define yourself more powerfully. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.